Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love and Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
Hey, welcome to the Share Funny Podcast. Brought to us all by Paul Davis Restoration. Paul Davis Restoration can easily be contacted at acetj.com/Paul Davis. Paul Lovett. Paul Lovett. So, earlier in the regular old show, Alexis was, as she would say, filling herself and being all sassy. And Ace asked her if why she had cut down on doing thirst traps, which those are pictures that people post of themselves trying to look all sexy so that people will compliment them and say, you look so hot. Or Alexis's comments that she gets, compliments that she gets a lot of times, are over the top, graphic, vulgar, disgusting. And she love it. Alexis love it. She love it. I don't know what they say to her, but Alexis love it.
Alexis love it.
Mm-hmm. Obviously she does, because that's a big, big thing in her life is thirst trapping. So Ace said, are you not thirst trapping as much because of your boyfriend? You have a new boyfriend. He doesn't, he's a lot like homie and he does not play that. And she said, no, not it. I'm just 31 now. It has nothing to do with it. Then she told us that he got in his feelings one time, and that means he was upset because she had thirst trapped, and then he turned the tables on her and thirst trapped his damn self. Picture with him with his shorts all pulled down low so you could see his hip flexors and his public region.
Which is what you've always maintained the guy should do is turn the tables.
Exactly. So she did establish, well, there's, you know, there are rules for me and rules for him, because it's my brand. This is what I do. I've always done this. You've never done that. This is my brand, is to, you know, put them on the glass, so to speak.
Put them on the glass.
What is that even?
And he's just got to deal with it.
Yeah, pretty much.
So, his name is Squid. Because he's in the Navy, and that's a nickname for people in the Navy, Squid. And Rob, did Squid send this as an email or a message? Does he have your number or something? How'd this message come in?
It was an email, and I didn't even know that it was coming until Alexis sent me that text that I also, the text chain that I sent to you.
Oh, yeah. My God. Okay.
So here is the text chain first from Alexis to Tech D Rob. This boy said he sent you an email. Tell me what it says right away. Uh-oh. And then Rob sends me a copy of the email. And did you tell her what it said yet, Rob?
I have not.
Okay, good.
All right.
There you go, Rob.
I don't like it. I don't like this.
Good, good, good.
What a good producer does, Rob. Thank you.
Alexis, will you leave the room, please, while we read this?
I'll leave the room. You better say it out loud.
All right. So it says, like, the subject line is Squid, which you got to love that.
Yeah.
He put his subject line as Squid. Hey, Rob. First words of his email text, in the text body of his email. Hey, Rob, this bitch...
He did not.
No, he didn't.
Say, he wouldn't say that.
I was
going
to say, oh, my God.
No.
Okay, I was like, whoa.
This bitch done lost her mind up in there.
Milton.
You should have seen y'all's faces.
I was like, whoa.
We're about to fight somebody.
No, he said, hey, Rob, it's Squid. Good morning, guys, and baby.
Oh, mm-hmm. Sweet.
We could have done that.
Yeah. He's talking about Riggins. He said, I don't have major problems with her thirst traps, mainly because I was right beside her for most of the recent ones she posted over the summer. But, oh, did I catch a major warning when I posted my own. You know, I didn't post many when I was still on IG, so that was her form of telling me not to try her. She's scary. So
does that mean he'll never do it again?
I guess.
He learned his lesson, so to speak?
Well, this is what he texts me. He said, it did bother you. And he's like, and I don't know why you won't admit it. And he was like, because when it happened, you declared war on me. And I said, I declared war. And he said, yeah, you said, go ahead. He's like, if you keep trying to go tit for tat, go ahead and see what happens. We can really go to war. And I feel like I might have said that.
Yeah, you probably definitely said that.
What are you doing?
I don't know.
What do you mean go to war? He's your boyfriend.
Not like war like that, but like, go ahead. Let's play some games. Yeah. Let's see what happens.
So he's got the tat.
It's so dumb.
So what would you, y'all would just go back and forth posting to see, you know, who could get the, you know, I don't know, the most revealing deal just to get at each other to see?
I mean, I'm not.
See, I don't think he would play that game.
No, he wouldn't.
He had to do it one time and he made his point.
Yeah, he's done.
Yeah.
I don't know what I was talking about that day, but still.
He did it once. You got angry.
I didn't get angry, though. I thought it was cute. Like, oh, you really want to go there?
It's a sarcastic cute. Kind of like when you say something that is, you know, meant to be really serious and philosophical. And I go, oh, that's adorable.
Get out.
You know, like that. Like in a sarcastic way.
Just like that.
Very cute.
Just like that.
Whatever.
But what, Riggins?
It drives me crazy, this kind of stuff. Because let's not forget that when you say in his feelings... The more common way to say that is you hurt his feelings.
Yeah, you upset him.
By posting some stuff like that, you've said you're in this relationship, great. And now you do things that seem detrimental and seem like you want to break it down by posting that stuff. I guess like on your breath, your personality, whatever. But it hurt his feelings. And he didn't handle it right either by then going and posting his own. That was a boneheaded thing to do. But... understand what he's really telling you. That hurt me, and you're somebody I care about.
Yeah, I don't like it.
And you've hurt me, and the way I'm going to react is not by telling you, like a mature person, that hurt my feelings. I'm going to go do this dumb thing, which was stupid. You know, it was dumb. But
you can't tell girls in a new relationship that they hurt your feelings.
Maybe not.
They hold it against you.
Maybe not.
They make it seem like that you're weak and all of that.
Maybe.
You got to turn the tables. Or he should have just gone and made the relations with somebody else.
Oh, my God. Relax.
And sent you pictures of it.
Stop it.
Just jump right out there and go for it, huh?
But he seems like a stand-up guy.
No, it is. And it's not really that serious. Like, we are joking. I mean, we're playing around and joking. But I don't... I think that... maybe it might bother him a little bit, but not enough to where if it really bothered him and he really had a conversation with me and he was serious, then at that point I would handle it differently.
How often does that ever happen though?
Where
like,
I want to
really talk about my feelings and how
he's very open. Okay. He's very open. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
But it didn't, what you're saying is that it didn't bother him nearly as much as it bothered you when he did it.
Stop it.
Right? That's what you're saying. Because he didn't get all scary with you.
You
got scary with him, as he put it.
I know, but that's just because I'm on the defense all the time. I'm working on it.
I don't like it. I don't like it at all.
I'm ready to fight all the time. I don't know what's wrong with me.
I know.
I need to just chill. Mm-hmm. That's why he says I'm a bully, probably.
Yeah. Well, I don't think he handled it properly either. He should have gone way farther to prove his point.
Whatever.
Deep end.
Yeah.
He was liking them thirst traps when we weren't dating. He was all about the thirst traps then.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's different now.
Yeah, it's different. It's a different guy.
Yeah, his thirst should be the only one that matters. Or your thirst for his quenching Because you're the thirsty one in a thirst trap.
No, yeah. The other person is.
No, you are. You're thirsting for compliments. You're thirsty for compliments.
It's actually the other way around, though. Like, those people are thirsty. That's why it's a thirst. That's why you're trapping them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're trapping the thirst.
Yeah.
That they're
right. It would make more sense my way. That you're thirsty for compliments, and that's therefore you have to, you know, do these unspeakable things.
Unspeakable.
Just to.
It's
just
a
to,
bathing suit picture.
Just to pique your, your security a little bit.
It'd be different if I was posting pictures like in lingerie or something. Yeah. It's a bathing suit. Big deal.
Let's see.
Yeah, but you knew what you were doing. Don't.
I definitely know what I'm doing.
Okay. Well, I've been over the edge of the pool.
Can you see anything? No.
No, I'm just saying. It's just a bathing suit picture.
By the way, Merriam-Webster agrees with TJ on the definition of a thirst.
Well, Merriam-Webster's a nerd, so I'm not going to go off of that definition.
Thanks a lot, Merriam.
Yeah, that's why you got that lame name, Merriam.
Beat you up, Merriam. No swag.
Yeah, I'm just keeping it real.
I just hate to see this. It's a new relationship. She really likes this guy. If it were me, I wouldn't want to see that. The girl I've just started dating posting pictures of her ass out.
And you're not even a jealous person.
Not at all, but I don't want to see. No, like, we're in a relationship now. I don't want to see that.
Is it that you don't want to see the girl that you've decided to have a relationship with acting that way?
I would hope that she wouldn't want to.
Acting in a trashy kind of way.
No,
is that what you're saying, Riggins?
No.
I wouldn't take that, Alexis.
I don't know.
Riggins talking that kind of shit.
Maybe I'm old school.
He knows that if something really bothers him, he can talk to me about it. I'm very open about, but I know that it's not that big of a deal.
Well, he did try to talk to you about it, and you said, you got to understand, this is me. This is my brand. This is what I do.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you said earlier. This is what Alexis does.
And he said, pow, look at what I'm going to do then to get your attention.
Good. I want everybody to see what I got.
He's in there. You know, he's ready to dangle for all the ladies' delight.
Better not be dangling for nobody's delight.
Dangling for their delight.
Ew.
Was it way down? Could you see a part of his penis?
No. It was just like a little beginning of the V.
Mm-hmm.
That was it. But they were tiny shorts. Like, you could see everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everything.
Everything. Mm.
Well,
big hog, guys. Did
you see it? Was it a big hog? I didn't see it. I don't know. I don't look at smut. These smut peddlers, these amateur smut peddlers. Yeah. That's what they are.
Yeah, I might take that back. I mean, if I had a huge hog, I'd probably do that. Married, single, relationship, I don't care. Check it out.
Look what I got.
You're like just fixing myself a nice cool drink on a hot day. Yeah. It just happened to be you'll be holding it down by your crotch wearing some very tight underwear or something.
Yeah. I wonder how I'm going to stir this.
Yeah. Gross. Any suggestions?
Any of you ladies thirsty? Well, I'm glad we got that all worked out. If you stick with us, we'll help you through your relationship issues.
Oh, yeah, I see that.
I don't like it. It's not a good precedent to set. Not good.
Have you thirst trapped since then?
Yeah. I mean, I posted a bathing suit picture.
Okay.
Yeah, in the snow.
Yeah, I mean, it's Wednesday, yeah.
Yeah. But he was with me when I was taking those pictures. And now one time I even took out my phone. He's like, oh, Lord, here we go.
But don't
And he took some of the pictures for me.
So did you have a brand before? When did you having a brand start? When you said, this is my brand.
I've always done that.
Yeah.
Even before when I was in restaurants or when I, you know, that's just been something that I've always done.
Yeah.
It's millennial Gen Z. Everybody's got a brand because they're on social media. Everybody's got one.
It's my brand.
Mm.
Yeah, that's an interesting brand to have, but you're so much more than your asshole. You are. You are so much more. I mean, you've got this wonderful personality. And I hate that that's your brand. Is that it's your two-hole.
That's your...
It kills me. It just kills me.
You know? It'd be like that.
So much more to offer to the world.
Right. Just your two-hole.
Oh, God.
Well, I'm glad we got all that straight.
That's our t-shirt right there.
Yeah.
You're so much more than your asshole.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love & Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
Turn it all the way up.
This is Ace and TJ 5G.
Nothing can stop me.
Hey, I just learned something that I think we forget about. During the break, I stepped out into the hallway to grab some of that little kitchen area out there. And while I'm standing out there, I'm in the hallway of this little office building in which we now broadcast from. From which we now broadcast would be the more proper way to say that. And suddenly I heard laughter and Alexis yell, "Too old!" And I mean, it's plain as day out there. So.
Yeah. We need to watch.
Yeah, there is no telling how much of this conversation, the conversation that we have, spill over into the hallway. I don't think it gets into other offices.
Yikes.
Because they're down the hall.
No. Noted. Noted.
But I heard clearly, too old.
But a friend of ours, one of Jody's best friends, just rented this office. Right through that door. We have an adjoining door from this office to that. So she's going to hear all of that for sure.
We're okay with that one, though.
No.
Is this the door? Would they come in through the studio to get into this?
No.
Okay.
No.
Say, because that door is covered.
Yeah. In what? We don't even want to say.
Ew.
Now, for years... Ace and TJ Show has done something called Second Chance Prom, where it's a night to relive your prom in case you didn't get to go. Maybe you didn't end up with the person, you didn't go with the person you ended up with. You know, who knows what kept you from enjoying your prom, or you just loved your prom so much you wanted to redo it. So I don't know. How many years ago did we start that? In the 20-somethings, 20-something years ago.
Yeah.
But now, someone that I went to school with in Winfield, Louisiana, just sent me an ad that was from someone local there's Facebook page. And it seems that they're doing their own version of Second Chance Prom. Because, you know, it's been done a lot all over the country. And, you know, even people like we started it in Charlotte, North Carolina. We actually started it in Huntsville, Alabama. But then we were the ones that started it in Charlotte, North Carolina. And there were people doing it right there in our faces, just ripping it off, ripping off the idea, just doing it.
Sure did.
Well, I'll just read you what this ad says from my hometown of Winfield, Louisiana. October 9th, it's going down in a major way. If you're like me, you didn't make it to prom, so now is your time to shine. Men and women will be stepping out in beautiful dresses, double-breasted suits, sparkling heels, and shiny shoes. BYOB, open bar, prizes for best dress, no tennis shoes allowed, but designer is very welcome. So I guess that means you got designer shoes. Then those designer tennis shoes would be welcome.
Okay.
Not any old raggedy ones. Busted as Adidas.
Busted as Adidas.
Security is strictly enforced to save the drama for your mama. Okay. And end the night with a positive pregnancy test.
What?
Yeah, in the night with a positive pregnancy test.
Nobody wants that.
For $15 pre-sale tickets, get with one of my brothers that are tagged. Let's have fun and babies. See y'all there.
Let's have fun and babies.
Wow.
Save the drama for your mama, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And is that happening in Winfield?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Y'all should go make a special appearance and say y'all took our idea.
Wow. Yeah, it's a local event advertisement.
Well, I mean, imitation is the sincerest form of flattery.
There you go.
So, I don't know what does BYOB and open bar mean?
That was going to be my question.
Both of those things at the same event?
Never heard of that.
I mean, you get the mixers are free?
I don't know. But who in the hell, if you got an open bar, meaning that means everything's already taken care of, right? Why would you hauling an ice chest in there?
BYOBs.
Maybe they only don't have beer. They only have liquor. So if you want beer, you bring your own beer, literally.
I thought maybe the open bar meant beer and wine if you wanted to bring your own bottle. You know, I don't know.
Yeah, that's very complicated.
Yeah, it's very complicated. Yeah.
It's only $15 for an open bar. I mean, even if you don't like going, that's $15 for an open bar.
I think
they meant the bar will be open for business.
Exactly.
Yeah, they don't quite have the verbiage right. You know, between a cash bar and open bar. Yeah,
either way,
you'd be surprised at how many people make that mistake. When they say open bar versus cash bar.
Mm-hmm. Very big difference.
Yeah.
Big time.
They just mean that there will be a bar open. Yeah. Not that it's already paid for or anything.
Well, the cash bar means that you're responsible for paying, and the open bar is they took care of it, right?
Yeah. Right. Yeah. It's part of the admission price taken care of in there.
Yeah. So there's no way it's an open bar.
No, not for $15.
Not a chance.
I just want to know how many people would go to this event. He didn't even say where it's going to be, but I guess that doesn't matter at this point.
We'll reach out to one of his brothers and find out.
Get your ticket to make some babies.
Yeah, and a positive pregnancy test at the end of the night.
To a good time and a positive pregnancy test.
That happened fast. Like,
yeah.
That's some dramatic night.
Never did I imagine that Second Chance Prom would evolve to this.
Evolve or
devolve? Devolve.
It all depends on how you look at it.
Yeah, maybe we should have tried that. Get a positive pregnancy test, you know? That's what everybody wants, right?
Yeah, but then they would argue, are we going to provide the pregnancy test? Or they got to bring their own BYOPT?
Put that in, like, the party favor on the way out, like a pregnancy test?
Them things is expensive. We can't afford a pregnancy test.
I saw some at the dollar store the other day, and I was like, do those really work? And they were, like, at Dollar Tree, so they were a dollar. Oh. And I was like, those can't work. Like, they can't be accurate.
Yeah, for that, they probably pee on you. They got it backwards. You only paid a dollar. This thing's going to pee on you.
So Dollar Tree is more dollar.
Yeah, like price. Dollar General has, you can find things that are $5, right, $6. Right. Dollar Tree, everything is a dollar.
Okay.
Yeah.
And they had them at the checkout line, which was weird placement for them.
Well,
was it?
Is that close to where you live?
Yeah.
Well, then it's probably a go-to item.
Get out.
Oh, man. I mean, you're in a tough spot. You're like, I got to go to the Dollar Tree and get a pregnancy test. I mean, I don't know. I don't want to make any judgments.
That's not a situation where you want to have to be, you know,
damn,
pinching pennies.
No.
Right.
That's the worst, scariest purchase you've ever made is the pregnancy test at the Dollar Tree.
Nobody is buying a pregnancy test at the Dollar Tree and hoping it's positive.
Yeah. That's true. It should come with a prayer in it. Like, dear God, please. We're going to pray for it. Yeah.
Nobody's calling their parents, you know, all excited, and you're going to be grandparents.
No.
You know, they got a positive test from the Dollar Tree. Yeah.
The cashier will pray with you if you buy it.
That's right.
Hold my hand. Dear Lord, please no. Not right now.
It ain't the time. It ain't the time.
No.
Uh-oh. This lady said, I found out I was pregnant with my third from the Dollar Tree pregnancy test. They work.
Yikes.
But that was after two already.
Yeah, she already had two.
Yeah.
That P is definitive. You are pregnant. No doubt about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it is probably the only pregnancy test that instead of just giving you a positive or a negative or whatever, it cusses at you.
Yeah.
You pregnant AF.
I am. He said, Dollar Tree is amazing. Yes, Alexis, I said the same thing when I saw those tests.
I was
LOL.
Just baffled because, I mean, they are expensive at the pharmacy. Mm, I was like, how do they have them for a dollar?
How you know how expensive?
Don't worry about it.
I do love the fact that the lady that said she found out she was pregnant with her third from a Dollar Tree pregnancy test added, and yes, I was in my mom's truck and had to dig up change because I forgot my purse.
Oh, you gotta go in.
Oh, no.
If you're buying a pregnancy test with your ashtray.
Not your ashtray money. You lose change. Oh, you gotta dig under the seats for some pennies. Oh,
with tax, what's that, $1.21? Well, I got the $1.17.
Yeah, you grabbing that penny out of the little plastic thing somebody left up there.
I got to make four more cents right here.
Don't they sell steak there, too?
At the Dollar Tree?
Yeah.
I don't think so. Steak? Not steak.
Steak for a dollar?
I think they do.
They do.
Steak?
There's a whole YouTube channel of guy who only cooks food from the Dollar Tree. It's like, what? It's called What Are We Eating Today? And steaks, fried chicken, like frozen fried chicken.
I know that there's this new dollar kind of store. It's not a dollar store, but it's a discount store. It's called Pop Shelf. It's just a few streets over down here. And they have everything from toys to frozen meals and all of that stuff. And it's a lot of the stuff that I got to use in here to clean up the office and everything came from there.
Yeah, it's just fun.
Mm-hmm. But I don't remember seeing any pregnancy tests or steaks.
I don't either.
We got a Dollar Tree, too. It's in the other zip code, though.
Yeah, the store will sell $1 steaks from time to time. For those with an adventurous palate, Dollar Tree sometimes carries $1 ribeye steaks in stores that have a freezer section. The frozen, boneless beef steaks come pre-seasoned in a brine. They're from the brand
Yum.
Stampede, which is available in other major stores. The Dollar Tree steaks are just a smaller portion size.
Mm.
Ew.
And we've upset some people. We've offended some ladies.
By what?
The Dollar Tree pregnancy tests are just as accurate as name brand. Recommended by doctors.
Yeah, I mean, I don't doubt that they were.
Yeah, another lady said, I found out I was pregnant with a Dollar Tree test. I wasn't broke, just cheap. I wasn't trying to spend a fortune at CVS, and it was accurate.
Yeah, well, if they work, I don't have a problem with them. Yeah. It's just kind of funny to think about.
It's kind of funny. How much does a regular one cost in like the farm or in the drugstore?
Probably the cheapest one that you can get is probably like, I want to say $8 to $10.
Yeah, this lady said, happy mom of three, not wasting my money on a $17 pregnancy test. They work the same, and the ones from the Dollar Tree look just like the ones they pulled out of my OBGYN's office.
Well, you learn something every day.
Yep.
There you go.
Glad to know it. So get you a few of those, Alexis.
I don't need those.
And just have them on hand. You never know when your friend's going to need one or whatever.
Girl, I got you.
Have some in my purse, just extras laying around.
Just like, you know, my wife, if she's around and somebody needs a snack, she can pull it right out of her purse, hand it to them. Be the same way with your friends, you know, because they're going to need pregnancy tests pronto.
That
could be the name of the business. Pregnancy test pronto.
Yeah. Your friends need pregnancy tests like Jody's friends need snacks.
Right. Like, what? Get out.
This is the Ace and TJ Show. The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love & Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing, and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
Ace and TJ 5G.
Hey. All right. You know the drill by now. You're about to get drilled. You need some major cleanup in your house because of a flood or some sort of an emergency damage situation. far, plague, any of that stuff.
Even they cleaned up the plague.
Yeah. You need Paul Davis restoration. Actually the best in the business when it comes to all that. I know next time I have a giraffe die and rot in my living room, I'm calling Paul Davis to come clean that up.
No doubt.
Mm-hmm.
Melty giraffe goo.
Yeah, I know. It's not pleasant, and I've lived through it many times, but I'm not going to deal with it the same way next time. Now that we have Paul Davis.
Yeah.
We're going to need a bigger truck.
Isn't that Jody's favorite animal?
Yeah, it is. But she can't keep them alive. As many as I've bought for her, she just can't do it.
Damn.
It died. She's not good with plants or so giraffes.
Sad. I killed the orchid and the giraffe.
It just breaks her heart every time.
Mm-hmm. So if you would like the Paul Davis, then go to the website, acetj.com/Paul Davis. Paul love it. Paul love it. Now, we're about to learn y'all something, because I think I need to learn this as well. Riggins is going to learn us something. Going to learn us what an ass bath is.
Yeah.
Ew.
Oh, my God. The ass bath.
He had to give his dog an ass bath.
An ass bath. It's not a full bath. It's just a bath for your ass. My dog was a little sickly yesterday. I don't know what was going on. He was just in a mood all day and just kind of slow. I was like, cheer up. Like, I used to freak out and take him to the vet over everything.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm just like, all right, I'll give it a couple of days. But anyway, yeah, he had some diarrhea. And I used to be like, oh, let me make sure no one's around so I walk him, because he's got it all over his butt.
Yeah.
He's got a lot of hair.
Yeah.
So now I'm just like, yeah, deal with it. I don't know if you want to keep looking at his ass. That's on you. I mean, he got doo-doo on his butt. Deal with it, you know. So then I take him upstairs, and then I take him into the bath, put him in the bath. He knows the drill. He's just, like, resigned to it. I'm like, well, if you wouldn't have diarrhea, I wouldn't have to give you the ass bath.
Like, it's his fault.
I know.
Right, like, that's what he wanted to do.
Yeah, well, listen, I'm not thrilled about it either. So, and I used to buy, like, you know, the dog shampoo. It's got oatmeal and aloe vera. It's gentle on their skin. Now I'm like, I got a bottle of Dawn dish detergent. I'm like, squirt it in one hand, right between two hands, and then I just go to town. I'm pulling out my hand. I mean, it's a whole thing. And then I've got the water pick makes a dog attachment for your shower that I've just figured out how to use and attach it. So then I've got the wand to pull that out. And he's just, you know, I used to put peanut butter on the side of the bathtub so it, like, keep him occupied while I'm doing what I need to do back there. And the vet always tells me, oh, he doesn't like anybody touching his butt. And I'm like, good. I don't want anybody touching his butt.
I don't like it so much myself.
Yeah, I'll be honest. I'm not crazy about it either. But now I don't even do the peanut butter. I'm just like, I'll be done. The quicker you participate and cooperate, we will be done with this. I promise you, I'm not going to spend all day in here. So I'm just soaping my hands, rubbing between the two, get in there, you know, get it all cleaned up, and then rinse them off. And then, it's an ass bath.
And so you don't go ahead and do the rest of him or anything? Does the rest of him get wet, though?
They have a coat where it doesn't, like, when he go out in the rain, he doesn't get wet. He's like a duck. He's got two coats, so the outer coat keeps him dry, even in, like, torrential downpours. He doesn't get wet. So you have to really soak them to the skin to give him a bath. So, I don't give him a full bath every time. I've given him a full bath, like, twice.
And myself. You would just take him right to the vet. He had diarrhea. Then they would clean him up before they gave him back to you.
And then they would be kind of like, oh, you're adorable. Because, he cares so much about his dog. And I'm like, well, I don't know. I've never had a dog before, so I'm trying to figure this out. And then be like, no, he's fine. Let's just give it a day or so. And now I went to the grocery store yesterday. I bought some rice, bought some ground beef, mix it up together, give that to him. Give him some Pepto-Bismol, like, straight out of the cabinet. I'm like, I take a shot, you give him a shot. It's the same. We take the same shit.
Do you cook the rice?
Cook the rice, cook the ground beef, drain the ground beef, mix it together. He loves it.
Pumpkin's good for their stomachs.
I give him pumpkin every day, but something, he got into something.
Oh, even pumpkin every day?
Every day, yeah.
His stomach is that bad?
I don't know. I mean, he just gets flare-ups of diarrhea, and then it goes away in a day or so.
That pumpkin out of the can?
Canned pumpkin, not pumpkin pie filling, just regular pumpkin. I buy it by the case, 12 cans at a time. Mm. And it's just a lot of fiber. And they eventually told me that. They say he probably just needs more fiber. Every dog food, they'll tell you, meat is the first ingredient. Meat, meat, meat. Well, that's a lot of meat.
Yeah.
And they're not wolves. You know, that's like the thing. It's like they're wolves. Well, my dog's not a wolf. He's lived inside. He's not a wolf. So they always point out, you know, they probably just need more fiber, some more. You know, it's a lot of meat. And so, yeah, I just add the canned pumpkin into it, mix it all up. And
yeah, put some Metamucil in there.
That's they said.
If give you can't find Metamucil.
I couldn't find pumpkin at the beginning of the pandemic because of whatever reason. They said, we'll try Metamucil. Same thing. Fiber.
Alexis, have you heard back from Squid?
Yeah.
What did he say?
He said, he was like, don't they know that we just be talking shit? He was like, it ain't that deep.
Right.
It was real deep. It was real deep when you didn't know what he had said.
Yeah. Well, because I was like, how did you find Rob's email, first of all? And you went and emailed him?
It's not hard to find, I don't think.
Yeah. I need to counsel him.
What are you?
The
you
more don't need to counsel him. The more I counsel him, the more he's going to be, you know, on top of things and happier.
Okay, so the more you counsel him, the more that I'll teach Jody some things. How about that? Let's turn the tables.
All right. Oh, if I don't know how to handle Jody by now. We've been married 81 years. What are you going to teach her how to
don't
be
worry
sassy?
About it. No, she already does a good job.
I know,
that.
That's what I'm saying. How are you going to teach her to treat me any worse?
Stop.
Just got to point that.
What is she going to start doing? Yelling at me,
yeah.
You know, all the time? Please. Teach her that trick where she rolls her eyes. Have her try to learn how to roll her eyes at me.
You're ridiculous. Mm-hmm.
I think I need to be counseling every guy in a relationship.
I don't know about that. I'm going to see him this weekend. So,
what's like the first lesson you would teach him?
I don't know. I would have to really, you know, get the lay of the land of what he has on his mind of things he would like to change. How he would like for things to change.
Yeah, because you need a full understanding of how the relationship operates and how he perceives things.
Yeah. First of all, I would tell him not to be using phrases like she's scary, things like that. You know, the same way one of my biggest pet peeves is to hear a husband or somebody refer to the husband or he says something like, oh, I got to get home, man. I'm going to be in trouble. Oh, I know better than to say that. I'll get in trouble. No, you're not going to be in trouble. That's your wife. It's not your mom. You don't get in trouble. She gets pissed off.
Right.
But you don't get in trouble. You know, so kill that attitude.
Yeah.
She's scary. Don't say that. Yeah.
No. Sometimes they just got to be pissed off.
Because like, what does he think? That she could really whip his ass? No.
Yeah.
That's what scary is. You're scared of somebody that you think will whip your ass. I think he could take you. Little ass.
At first glance.
Yeah.
I would think so too.
But in my helping him, it may seem like right now, Alexis, that it would be against you, but it would be to help you as well.
How would that help me?
Because he would learn how to make you happy by doing, you know, his part about not taking shit. That's what happens.
But it's fruitless, right? Don't you always say that? Like a guy's only goal is to make her happy and let her smile and stuff.
Yeah.
But it's for naught. Because
right. They're happy for 5 minutes and then it's next back, thing you know, you're an idiot again.
It's always fleeting.
Yeah.
That's not true.
It's not. Okay.
Why are you? Yeah, I don't know.
But I suspect that he will not take my help, even though it's offered to him free of charge. Because I think at this point he's still too scared of her.
Maybe. Not scared of
but
me.
But we need to find out. We need to get him on the phone. We need to have TJ counsel him. We're and Alexis have. Can't say anything.
Yeah.
That would be amazing. Oh. Because I got a feeling I'm going to like him a lot.
Yeah, me too.
And
but
I'm going to start
also,
liking Alexis. I'm like, I can't stand you.
They're also in a new relationship. So some of that, give it time for some of that kind of thing to wear off. Like where he would really turn the tables and mean it rather than them just messing with each other.
That's what I'm saying. He's like, yeah, we joke around. That's what we do. Yeah, until it's not so funny or it hits you the wrong way on the wrong day or it just bothers you. then it's off to the races. I just think it's setting up a crazy precedent.
So he's got a, you know, he's got a weekend off, and he's sitting around all hopped up on some kind of, you know, IPA or whatever he drinks, listening to country music, getting all pissed off at that. Then you post something on Instagram. Oof. Where you, you know, you have a lamp strategically placed somewhere.
A lamp?
What does that even mean? What? You have a lamp strategically placed
somewhere. Where would I have it?
I don't know. Just wherever. I mean, you go crazy with those things. And then it'd be like, uh-uh. And Winona's talking to me. I don't play that shit.
Winona's talking to
me.
Winona.
He does. He likes country music.
All the judges.
Mm-hmm. They're all preaching. I'm telling you. It's going to happen.
Well,
or the other way around. She's going to be listening to some, you know, sweetie talking about leaving your man. Feeling so icy. And she's like, you know what? Yeah.
Icy, baby.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, he's probably still in that mode of, you know, thinking that she can walk away easily and not worry about it. She's got him believing that she could just like he.
I got him believing he knows that
better. He knows better. Blah blah blah. You know, that kind of stuff.
Tough.
Yeah. But once he figures out, you know, that he can have the walk away point, then he's got her.
And that's what you're going to teach him.
Yes.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenyx. Neogenyx is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenyx.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love & Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
Ace and TJ 5G.
Yeah. Ooh, I got a big day today, y'all. I'm gonna record a couple of things before I leave the building, and I'm gonna go exercise my rights, and I gotta go to the grocery store.
Oh wow!
Big day.
Mm-hmm.
Big day. I gotta go get
stuff for jambalaya.
That's right.
Because we're going to see Boy this weekend. It's family weekend at his college. And jambalaya is his favorite meal. So,
when are you making that?
Tomorrow.
You should bring us a little sample on Friday.
No, you don't do that. You don't do it.
Come on.
I'm barely going to have enough.
Just make a little extra. You haven't gone to the grocery store yet. Just pick up a couple extra ingredients.
A couple of
extra. That's not how it works.
Either you double it or you don't.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Do it 1.5.
Yeah.
And, because when it was Labor Day weekend, my daughter came in from college with her two roommates. I cooked a big thing at her request. So I felt kind of bad. I need to cook him something for, you know. But that's what we're eating Friday night for dinner with my friend Mark. And then he'll just take whatever's left back to the dorm with him.
And be a hit.
Mm-hmm.
Come on over.
What's up, ladies? Got some jambalaya over here I whipped up over the weekend.
Y'all like Cajun food? You hungry? Everybody's hungry as freshman in college.
Oh, yeah.
Hell yeah.
Mean, you could sweep them up after that.
Yeah, so maybe I should double it so he's got extra, you know, as bait.
Yeah. Anything you have.
It's bait. Putting up flyers in the dorm.
Come eat.
You like jambalaya?
I'd be there.
Come to room 421. Knock twice. Ask for boy.
Yeah, leave the door open while he's in there microwaving it. They've actually got his dorm is so fancy. It's one of the new ones on campus that they've got a kitchen on each floor that people can use.
No way.
Yeah, so he could go in there and just start cooking in that kitchen in the middle of the hall.
That's nice.
And just end up having a party.
Wait, is it an actual kitchen?
Yeah.
Like oven, everything? Mm-hmm. Wow.
And we had one microwave that was in the common area of the dorm where the pool table was. So you either had a microwave in your room, dorm room, which I did not have, shockingly, or if you wanted to heat something up, you had to go all the way down. And actually, from my dorm, it was in the dorm next door. Because we shared common area with that dorm. So you had to go to that dorm because it was air conditioned. Mine wasn't. No one, nobody could drag ass over to the unair conditioned dorm to hang out.
So you didn't have an air conditioner or a microwave?
No.
How much were those things back then?
What, microwave?
Yeah.
Probably too much for me. I was barely getting by.
Do you picture him going back and forth between the dorms while wearing knickers?
Oh.
In the snow.
Wearing knickers.
Yeah.
We had to travel to a different dorm to find a microwave.
I had to go to the dorm next door to use the microwave. I didn't have any money for that, man. I couldn't be affording buying a microwave.
God, no one wanted to hang out at your dorm.
No.
Using one old homemade wooden crutch.
Yeah. Paul Revere passed him, of course.
I had to go hang out in the dorm next door because at least they had air conditioning. It was comfortable over there.
Probably tired of your ass hanging out there.
Because in my dorm, even if it was hot, even when it was hot, when it was cold, my room would be warmed by the radiator. You step out in the hallway or open the door, damn cold air comes rushing in.
Please, sir, it was so very hot. Could we borrow some of your air conditioning?
You know it.
He had like soot on his nose. Like,
yeah.
I was poor, man.
Man, things were hard back then.
Hell yeah, times was tough. Yeah. Back
then. Average lifespan was 30.
Yikes.
The plague, diphtheria, all, that. Yeah,
all of it.
Cholera.
Yeah. Polio, every bit of it.
Oregon Trail.
Dysentery.
He was crushed by a buffalo.
My old roommate was crushed by a herd of buffalo.
I always drown trying to get the buffalo across the river.
I know.
Every time.
Yeah.
Even in games, I can't swim. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's bad.
So now that summer's over, that whole I'm going to learn to swim thing never really materialized?
I mean, I'm better than I was at the beginning of summer. So
okay.
I'll take it.
Is your squid a good swimmer since he's in the Navy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he saw my swimming techniques and he was like, oh no, girl.
Yeah.
It's not going to work.
Mm-hmm. I bet they have to do crazy swimming trials and stuff like that, wouldn't they?
I think it depends on what your job is in the Navy. Like those Navy SEAL, that training is crazy, crazy. Yeah. Believe it or not, I would have a hard time with that. Being a Navy SEAL.
I mean, now I would have trouble.
Right. Yeah. But back in my 30s, I could have easily done it.
Yeah.
Especially that whole thing where you're supposed to stay underwater forever.
Yeah.
You know,
for a while.
Because, you know, being a person who's clearly very claustrophobic, I think that would have been awesome for me.
Right.
And they put you in that little tank thing and they drop you in there. You got to unlock it like a submarine that's gone bad. Yeah. And you got to unlock it in the pool and climb out the hatch and make it because you're upside down. You got to figure out which direction you're going.
That's terrifying.
I was asking him about the submarines because he says that sometimes people have to stay in those submarines for like days and weeks. And I'm like, I would freak out.
I know.
I could not do that.
I saw one of those, you could tour one a couple times, and the way they are so close together that the beds are set up so that the beds are numbered so you know if an alarm goes off, everybody has to come out in a certain order or else they get, they slam into you. So it's like somebody knows, I'm bed one, you're bed two, you're three, you're four. And it's like 1, 2, 3, 4 is the only way they can get out of there.
Yeah, no.
It's crazy.
He lived on a ship a few times, and one of the ships he told me was like a 30-person ship, but the beds are like stacked up on top of each other, up to 3 beds. And he was like, you know, sometimes people have to do stuff at night, so you're sleeping and you get woken up, someone's almost stepping on your head trying to get to their bed. I'm like, oh, I couldn't do that. I couldn't do it.
Well, that's the commitment that they make.
I know.
And we appreciate them for it.
Thank you for their service, because I could not.
Amen.
Some kind of emergency going on around here. There's sirens everywhere. Sirens
everywhere.
It's like, that's not supposed to happen in the suburbs.
You guys don't have sirens here?
Not very often. Uh-huh. They do. I start texting my family. Y'all okay?
Yeah. It's like a parade or something usually.
Hey, I said, Jody, are you out right now? Where are you? I heard sirens. But those living situations just sound like, you know, poor people with a bunch of beds stacked on top of each other and all that in a submarine.
I guess.
You know, poor people do that all the time.
They got triple, what are you even call those? They're not bunk beds, are they? Are they still bunk beds if it's more than two?
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, it's still a bunk with one on top of the other.
But yeah, that's, you know, the only thing that kept me from joining the Navy was the close quarters of having to feel like I was, you know, being all closed in.
Yeah, no, thank you.
You know, other than that, I would have been a Navy SEAL.
Right. You would have done it.
Easily.
Yep.
With my eyes closed.
For sure.
Top of my class. I would have killed that asshole Bin Laden.
You damn right.
Tell you that. I would have been the one, right? I'd have been the last damn face he saw.
100% accurate.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss. Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667. Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love and Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenics, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic, with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/neogenics. NEOGENIX.
The Love and Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love and Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime. It's your chance to win with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Win incredible prizes like concert tickets, gift cards, merch, and so much more. Start earning points with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. All on the Ace and TJ Family app, available in your app store or at acetj.com/app.
Ace and TJ are well known for their charities. First, it was the Grin Kids, where they took terminally ill children and their families for a once-in-a-lifetime trip to Disney World. Now, it's Peyton's Promise, giving assistance fast to people who are in dire need, including the most recent first quarter of the rest of your life giveaway, where they gave away $10,000 to someone who needed it. None of which would be possible without great sponsors like the Temple Team at Keller Williams, the Johnson Group, Bradham Brothers, CompuCom, and Table and Twine. To find out more about Peyton's Promise, just go to peytonspromise.org.
All guests of the Ace and TJ Show stay at the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms, incredible dining options. Book your room by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do, and that's where BetterHelp Therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you, and if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.